Morning. Can't say I've ever really done anything like this before. I'm up on the stage pretty regularly, but singing and playing music is a different thing from talking to people. I've done talking to people, but it's never been my story. So this is a first for me. And honestly, I've never really felt like I had much of a testimony. And so when he first asked me to do this, just a little over a week ago, suddenly I was like, okay. And so I had to kind of think about it, because I took personal evangelism in college, and I was like, well, got a C in it. We were supposed to write a testimony then. I think I kind of just skipped that part. It's like, I don't know. I've been a Christian. There's the story. So, let's start at the beginning. I come from a Christian family, but they weren't always Christian themselves. My dad grew up Methodist, so he was raised in a church, but they were Methodist in name. They weren't true believers. They went through the motions. They went to church every Sunday. You know, they tried to be good people, but they didn't feel it in their heart. When my dad was a junior in high school, he decided he liked a girl. She went to the Christian church, and so he decided to go to their youth group so he could spend more time with her. And he felt convicted there and really truly started looking at what Jesus had done. Became convicted, became a true Christian, and went on to decide that he wanted to become a preacher. So he was the first of our family to break off from Methodist, which was kind of a shocker for them. And then to decide that he wanted to become a preacher, not Methodist. So my mom, they grew up in Baptist. Also the same kind of story. My grandpa had some military stuff. He was in the Air Force, and he couldn't make it all the time. And one time they sent him a letter saying, well, even if you can't come, the least you can do is send money. That was the end of it. Sundays became leisure days for that family. They still try to be good moral people, but church, what's the use if all they want is money? Well, my mom decided that she found a place that really started speaking to her when she was 14 and got baptized at 15. And when she seriously went back to church, the family started taking a look. And so her family started following in. And by the time she had finished high school, the rest of her family had come to Jesus. And my dad decided to go to Ozark Bible College. And my mom decided to go to Ozark Bible College. And they met there. My dad was taking a class, and he was having to lead. And so he turns around to the chalkboard and just starts drawing this little squiggly line. And he starts making these hash marks. And by then, everybody's like, what is he doing? And so finally, he turns around, he points his snake in the grass. That was his way of getting everybody's attention. And got my mom's attention. And from there, things went along until they got married. 1969, they got married. 1971, they had my sister. Mom got her MRS and her MOM, so she did not finish Bible college. My dad did finish, and he became minister in Hudson, little town south of here. Very small town. Make really good flour, though. If you ever find Hudson cream flour, that's what they're known for. And it was a good thing at first, but it was a denomination. And there were people within the church that didn't like that he hadn't gone to seminary in their denomination, which led to conflict. And so after a couple years, he had to leave that church. At that time, it was the Vietnam War, and there was a lot of things going on in the country. Well, his dad had been in the Navy during World War II. Mom's dad had been in the Air Force in actually Vietnam, and he had been in the Air Force well before that, and decided, okay, let's do this. There's a possibility he might end up in it anyway, so I'm going to go for it. And he joined the Air Force himself, because it looked like his best choice. He wanted to go into chaplaincy, but in order to be in chaplaincy in military, you have to have a certain amount of seminary, and he didn't qualify for that. So instead, he went into computers and was a computer operator for 20 years. And so that's the kind of childhood I had growing up in the military. I was born in Colorado Springs in 1978. We moved when I was 5 months old. I don't remember Colorado Springs. Then we were stationed in Hickam Air Force Base, Honolulu, Hawaii. I was there until 4 and a half. And I don't really remember that either. I don't remember that much of my young childhood. Only the really remarkable things. After that, my dad got stationed in Tampa, MacDill Air Force Base. I remember more of MacDill. That's where I first start really remembering my childhood. We were there until the middle of my fourth grade year. But that is when I started making real decisions. When I hit sixth grade, I started asking questions, deep questions. I never got into any gifted program, but that's partly the military's fault with the way that they moved me. My sister was already in gifted programs. According to IQ tests, I'm above average, so apparently I started young with asking deep questions, which is why my mom decided she didn't want to homeschool us. We started out in the Christian Academy, but that was too expensive as well, so we ended up in the public school system. But that's okay. By the time I was 7, I was ready. I knew John 3:16, God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believeth in him shall never perish. Okay, well, Romans, what is it? Romans, thought I had it written down. 6:23, wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. I could understand that at the age of 7. Kids aren't stupid. It doesn't take somebody of high IQ to understand that. I was ready. So on December 15th, 1985, at the age of 7, my dad baptized me on my mom's birthday. And from there, life went on. Middle of fourth grade year, we moved back to Hawaii. Don't know why they sent us back there, but they apparently decided Dad was very useful there. And we stayed there until the middle of my 7th grade year. I have very fond memories of that trip to Hawaii. I would love to go back someday. See how it's changed. See what's the same. Don't know if I ever will or not, but it's a goal. One thing about moving, though, I moved approximately every 5 years. It gets hard. Friends? By the time I reached high school, I had one best friend. I didn't want to get close to anybody. You just move. My dad we then ended up in San Antonio for the remainder of my junior high. Dad was ready to retire when I hit high school. At that point, he was looking at where to retire. He had graduated from Stockton, a big whopping class of 14 or 16, I can't remember. And so when he looked around, my grandparents had a house in Norton, Kansas. Mom was not thrilled. She really didn't want to move to small, dinky, western Kansas. But that's what ended up working out. So my 9th grade year, I started off high school, going from an 8th grade class of 800 students to Norton. Culture shock. Here's kids that have been with each other their whole life. I didn't know what was that. That was like, only person that had ever been there was my sister, who was 7 years older than I was. So, very beginning of school, I got to know her name was Anna. She was kind of an outcast, but I started talking to her and we clicked. For 4 years, we were inseparable. One time we were talking about religion, because I was extremely active in the church. I was in Bible Bowl, I did youth choir, was there every Sunday, did pretty much anything I could do. And she would do some of the stuff with me, you know, be able to hang out. And I asked her, well, are you saved? Do you believe in Jesus? Well, yeah. Have you been baptized? Because I knew her family wasn't a church-going family. Our dad was a truck driver, and her mom just tried to make ends meet for the rest of the family. She's like, well, no. I was like, well, is there a reason you haven't? Come to find out, she was kind of afraid of water. Kind of difficult for baptism. You know, she took a shower, but anything that actually dealt with a volume of water made her very nervous. So I told her, you know, anybody can do this. You know, if you like Jeff, our minister, the youth minister, my dad's an ordained minister, anybody can do this. At that point, she asked me, well, can you do this? Because of all the moving and the not wanting to make friends, I had become very introverted. The idea of going up in front of a church, and the Norton Church usually ranges between 150 and 200 people. And doing that scared me. But I prayed, asked God, what's more important? And I did. In high school, I got to baptize my best friend. And it was amazing. The Holy Spirit just took over. And it's a wonderful experience. Well, came time for college. I ended up going to Central Christian College of Bible over in Moberly, Missouri. And it was a great experience. I enjoyed that. I broke my leg in South Dakota on choir tour. And that delayed me graduating a year from there. After I finished there, got my associate's in Bible, in science, and came to Fort Hays. My initial idea was I was going to be a graphic designer. I was thinking standard publishing, something along those lines. You know, I've got the basic of the associate, and then get my degree finished here. Things didn't work out the way I wanted. I found out, the way that they have the program here, I don't like the interior, the graphic design. So I had to start thinking, what do I want to do? I then went into interior design. And life kind of gets in the way. I walked in 2003, but then they contacted me 6 weeks before graduation and said, oh, by the way, you're 2 credits short. Mom ended up having health problems, surgery, financial problems came up. 2 years ago, I finally finished my degree. I did a lot of job hopping. And in the meantime, as soon as I moved to Hays, I found this church. And this has been a family to me. Really, really blessed. Well, last year, well, 2 years ago now, technically starting, I have really high walls because of my shyness, and I have self-esteem issues. I'd never messed with the whole romance thing. Had a guy that said he was interested. That was a new thing for me. Usually I have such high walls, guys are scared of me. I was wondering, I'm like, well, he's not a Christian. But we could try this, you know, maybe we can make things work. Maybe I can convince him. He was 11 and a half years younger than me. That made me feel good. So I started dating him. And I won't say I regret the fact that I dated him. And he helped me get out of my shell a lot more than I ever had. But he made me get out of my shell too far. I started doing things that I probably shouldn't have done. I started going places I probably shouldn't have gone. I started thinking thoughts that aren't what God wants me to think. Well, needless to say, that didn't last. But through that experience, I feel like I have grown in the fact that I have more things to relate to people with. Because when you grow up in the church and you go to Bible college, sometimes you lose that grounding with other people. You are so much the church Christian girl that people won't talk to you, approach you about problems that they're going through. And I feel like that was opened up for me through that experience. Excuse me. And also at that time, I had been running so much around in church trying to do good that I had also kind of burned myself out. You know, I was on the church board, I was doing music, I was helping lead worship, youth group, I had done PowerPoint for 2 years straight, I was just running myself ragged. And so part of me felt like I was taking that time for myself. Not necessarily a bad thing, just probably the wrong way to go about it. At that point, 1 Corinthians, here it is, verse 23 and 24 kind of became guidelines, I guess you could say. You say, I am allowed to do anything, but not everything is good for you. You say, I am allowed to do anything, but not everything is beneficial. Don't be concerned for your own good, but for the good of others. It's not bad for me to have fun. And most of what I was doing was not sinful. Not necessarily bad. Question is it beneficial? Is it something that can cause others to stumble? I don't mind a good drink now and then, but do I know people that are struggling with alcoholism? I'm not going to be a stumbling block to them. If that meant never taking another drink in my life, I'm okay with that. And it goes for other things as well. I may enjoy going out and karaoke. Is that going to mean somebody's going to think, oh, I can go party? I can give it up. I'm trying to live that verse. Nothing wrong with fun. Just make sure you're not hurting anybody else by doing it. Not necessarily physically, but spiritually as well. I don't know what the future holds. Part of me says, hey, I need to go to a big city. I got an interior design degree. Not too many opportunities in Hayes, Kansas for that. Does that mean God can't provide something here? No. God wants me here, I'm good. If God says, hey, you need to move on, I try to follow his leading. Prayer, getting back into his word and studying. And I'm also trying to claim Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. And that is what I'm going to try to live the rest of my life on, no matter where it leads me.